Let the good times roll with Jackie Bond on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oh, acid fill my date. Acid fill my date. He's back. The dinosaur DJ is back with top tuning tunes.
My mom's favorite DJ.
The ancient one. Jackie Bond.
Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
Well, hi everybody, welcome once again to Let the Good Times Roll. My name's Jackie Bond, and once again I'm dipping into my bag. I've done this once before, but different tunes this time. This is all about the B-sides, the great B-sides of the great classics. First up is Chuck Berry, and it's Little Queenie.
Thinking. She's in the mood, no needin' break it. I got a chance, I oughta take it. If she'll dance, we can make it. Come on, Queenie, let's shake it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. Tell me who's the queen standing over by the record machine. Looking like a model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I'm still thinking. If it's a slow song, we'll omit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. And if it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it. Go!
Yeah, the rock and roll poet there, Mr. Chuck Berry. That was the flip side of another classic song called Almost Grown, came out in 1959, which you really would, of course, call a doubleheader. Now, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, they had a great association with a group called the Coasters. The Coasters' first hit was Yakety Yak, and this song we're going to play was the flip side of Charlie Brown, which reached number two on the Billboard charts. This record, Three Cool Cats, in my opinion, it's probably one that would have qualified as an A-side as well. Anyway, it's a great little number. Here we are, the Coasters and Three Cool Cats.
Three cool cats. Three cool cats.
Parked on the corner in a beat-up car. Dividing up a nickel candy bar. Talking all about how sharp they are, these
whoa.
This next great B-side is a song called Big River, written by Johnny Cash on the Sun Record label. It was his seventh single under the guidance of producer Sam Phillips, and it was the flip side of a song called Ballad of a Teenage Queen, which reached number 14 in the Billboard Hot 100. But Big River was a really great song and fared almost as well as did Teenage Queen. Hope you like this one, written by Johnny, the great man. Here he is with Big River.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, Big River, when you called. St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The station with the... Best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Yeah, the best music right here on Cambridge 105 Radio. And it's Jackie Bond here bringing you the great B-sides of some classic rock and roll songs. Larry Williams was the guy that Specialty Records looked towards after Little Richard went down the religious road. And he had a great big hit, of course, with a song called Boney Maroney. Now, this was the follow-up. It's called Dizzy Miss Lizzie. The flip side is the one that we're going to play. And the musicians that were on that great record, Dizzy Miss Lizzie, namely Earl Palmer and Renee Hall, are on this one too. I hope you enjoy it. Slow Down and Larry Williams.
Come on, pretty baby, won't you talk with me? Come on, pretty baby, I'll give you one more chance. Try to save our romance. Slow down.
Let's change the mood a bit now. During the 50s, one of my favourite singers was Tennessee Ernie Ford. He had big hits like 16 Tons. He did all those boogie records, Shotgun Boogie, Catfish Boogie, Blackberry Boogie, on and on it went. And he had some great ballads. He had a great baritone voice, and I hope you like this one. It's called Bright Lights and Blonde-Haired Women Don't Thrill Me.
I'm getting tired of roaming around. I'm getting tired of painting the town. Bright lights and blonde-haired women don't thrill. I'm getting tired of being lit up like a Christmas tree. I guess I've done everything there is to do. You said it would be this way. Believe me, baby, I'm all through. I guess I'll come back to you.
You can believe me, baby, I'm through. I'm getting tired of roaming around. I'm getting tired. Lights and blonde-haired women don't thrill me. I'm getting tired of being lit up like a Christmas tree.
Ooh. I guess I've done everything there is. Said it would be this way.
Hear me say,
believe me, baby,
Golly gosh, that was great.
Ah, wasn't it just? The great Tennessee Ernie Ford with Bright Lights and Blonde-Haired Women. You're listening to Jackie Bond here on Cambridge 105 Radio with some of the best B-sides from some of the classic songs of rock and roll. Now, Buddy Holly, our lights went out when Buddy died in 1959. He made some great records, which were great double-siders. And this one is not... So these two are no exception. The A side was Oh Boy, big, big hit for Buddy, and the flip side was Not Fade Away. Buddy Holly and the Crickets, featuring the great drumming of Jerry Allison, they put this one out. It was a great, great song. Stones did it, everybody's done it since, but this is Buddy Holly and the Crickets and Not Fade Away. How am I gonna tell you?
Gonna be, are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Oh well, you know my love will not fade away. Cadillac, I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
This next record is a request. It's for a friend of mine called Andy Stavrou. I've known Andy for 50 years. Oh dear, get my age away. For a long time, and he's been my hairdresser all that time. And I've still got hair. We both got hair, and we love Ricky Nelson. And he wanted one by Ricky Nelson. His favourite record by Ricky is Your Rifle, My Pony and Me. But we didn't want to play that one. But this is a song called It's Late. Flip side of Never Be Anyone Else But You, the great Ricky Nelson, died in 1985. Great, great song. It's Late.
It's late, it's late, we gotta get on home. It's late, we've been gone too long, too bad. We should have checked our time, can't phone. We done spent every dime, it's late. We're about to run out of gas, it's late, we gotta get home fast, can't speed, we're in a slowdown zone, oh, baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could have left home at a quarter to nine, would have had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late, hope this won't be our last day. Look up, is that the moon we see, can't be. Looks like the sun to me, yeah, it's late.
It's late.
I hate to face you, Daddy, too bad.
Too bad.
I know he's gonna be mad,
it's late.
We gotta get on home,
it's late.
We've been gone too long.
It's late.
We're about to run out of gas,
say it's late.
It's late.
We gotta get home fast.
Can't speak.
We're in a slowdown zone. Oh, baby, look at that clock. Why can't it be wrong? If we could have left home at a quarter to nine, would have had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day. Look up. Is that the moon we see? Can't be. Looks like the sun to me. Yeah,
it's late.
I hate to face you, Dad. Too bad. I know he's gonna be mad.
It's late.
We gotta get on home.
It's late.
We've been gone too long.
The wonderful Ricky Nelson. If you'd like a request or a dedication on this programme, all you have to do is send us an email to goodtimes@cambridge105.co.uk and I'll do my level best to put your name and voice and the record on the air. Little Richard. We all know Richard Penniman from Macon, Georgia. He made some great records. The top sides were Wild and Rocking Lucille. That was one of his best. This is a flip side. Great, great song. Send Me Some Lovin'. Send it, I pray.
Send me some loving. Send it, I pray. How can I love you when you're far away? Oh, send me your picture.
Now, this next record is so well known you would have thought it was the A-side, but it wasn't. It was written by Lieber and Stoller, originally for R&B singer Big Mama Thornton. That was a sort of a slow R&B song. It was re-recorded in 1955 by Freddie Bell and the Bellboys, and whilst they were doing their act at the Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas, Elvis caught it and thought, I'm going to use this song and make it part of my set. Elvis and his musicians went in to RCA Studios in July 1956 to record this record. It took them over 2 hours to get the take that they really felt was the right one. And at the end of the day, they did 31 takes, and Elvis said, I'm going to take number 28 as the one that we put out. Hound Dog was released as the B-side to Don't Be Cruel. Can you believe it? That same month in July 56, both sides were massively popular, and between them they took the number one spot on the US pop, country and R&B charts. The late great Elvis Presley and Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't another quarter rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
It may have been 30 odd takes before they got the one they wanted, but that is a really great record. The backing on it is absolutely wonderful. Probably the Jordanaires, the guitar playing is out of this world. The drumming is superlative. And, of course, we also have the great hand clapping. All the way through that song, you can hear the hand claps. Great, great song. Great production. That is Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. Now, Bo Diddley. Anyone sing Bo Diddley? What a guy. Great, great performer. Real name, Ellis Bates. He was a, as I say, great, great character. He put out some great records on the Checker label, and he had a hit with a song called Bo Diddley. And this is the flip side, and it's called I'm a Man.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. Down the Kansas soon, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A. Can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him.
Let's go from the blues to the rockabilly. It is Jody Reynolds and the Storms and Tight Capris.
My baby in her tight capris. She's just as cute as she can be. When she comes walking down the street, my heart just always skips a beat. She don't wear blue jeans, those much too square blue jeans, but she's the coolest in Capri. Just as plain as it can be, they'll try to steal her love from me, but someday they will surely see she loves nobody else but me. She don't wear blue jeans, those much too square blue jeans, but she's the coolest in Capri. Thank you.
Capri is just as cute as she can be. When she comes walking down the street, my heart just always skips a beat. She don't wear blue jeans, those much too square blue jeans, but she's the coolest in Capri.
Yes, that song by Joni Reynolds was the flip side of his biggest hit, a big, big hit in the States called Endless Sleep. I have to say, a record which I absolutely hated, but I quite like the rockabilly song, It's Tight Caprice. You're listening to Jackie Bond with Let the Good Times Roll on Cambridge 105 Radio. We're playing the B-sides. Now, at the start of the programme, you'll recall that we played Little Queenie by Chuck Berry. That was the flip side of Almost Grown. And it was a song that loads of rock and roll artists played in their live acts and on record. And one of those would have been and was the great late great Jerry Lee Lewis. He put out Little Queenie and he backed it, Little Queenie being the top side, and he backed it with this one. It's a Hank Williams classic, I Could Never Be Ashamed of You. This was a thing that Jerry Lee liked to do. He played a lot of Hank Williams songs after on the flip side of the songs. So I hope you enjoy this one. It's a great number.
Everybody says you've let me down, and that I'm ashamed to see you around. It's not difference what they say or do, darling, I could never be ashamed of you. Baby, you were reckless yesterday, and perhaps old memories will fade away. They are due, darling, I could never be ashamed of you. Yesterday, and perhaps those memories will fade away. Makes no difference what they say or do, darling, I could never be ashamed of you.
And here's another one from the Sun label. When I first did this sort of theme song on B-sides, about 2 years ago I did it, I included this record in it, and I can't leave it out again because it's a great, great record. The hit was Blue Suede Shoes, so therefore it's Carl Perkins, and the flip side is Honey Don't. Honey Don't is the one we're going to play. It's a great, great number. Probably one of the best double-sided rockabilly records, I think. Anyway, here we go. Honey Don't and Carl Perkins.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't.
you wear your clothes. Everything about you is a doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey. Around, so
was a really great performer, and this record we're going to play just illustrates just how great it was. It's a song that was first recorded by the Everly Brothers and written by Boudley Bryant, who in partnership with his wife Felice supplied numerous hits for the Everlys. Roy Orbison's version on the Monument label, where he went to after he left Sun, it's a great, great song. It's on the flip side of Running Scared. Hope you enjoy it. It's called Love Hurts.
Love hurts. Love's gone. Love wounds and mars any harm. Not tough. Strong enough to take a lot of pain.
Now, any rock and roll program like this should always include a song by this guy, the guy who brought the New Orleans sound to the world, Fats Domino. Here he is on a song, I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday. And just check what the A side was. And my little black book tells me I'm gonna walk you home. Here he is, the great man Fats Domino, and I'm gonna be a wheel someday. A wheel what?
I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. Everything's gonna go my way, and I won't need nobody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. Cry. You run, ha, 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 ha. You be wondering why I don't look at you when I'm rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you.
Don't always play a lot of instrumentals on this program, but I can't not play this record. It's by Duane Eddy, the great twangy guitar man who passed away a few weeks ago. He was a great, great entertainer and a great man. He had a great following in this country. His gigs were always sold out. Great, great performer. Very quiet, just stood there and twanged along playing the tunes. Here's one that he starts his show off with these days. It's called Detour. It builds up very slowly, and that's why I'm talking over it right at the beginning, but then it keeps on rocking and rolling. The great guitar man, Duane Eddy, who passed away recently.
Thank you.
Yes, that was a great little song there. Now, we've got to tell you, before I go on, we've got to tell you about a wonderful thing here on Cambridge 105 Radio now. If you miss this show or any other great music shows, you can listen again anytime at cambridge105.co.uk. Just check our website, look out for the on-demand button on the top right-hand side, check it out, scroll down, check it out, and move on down, and you'll find it, and you'll be able to listen to any show that you may have missed. Tell all your friends. You do not have to go without any great music that you might have missed here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Okay, advert over. Chuck Willis coming up. Had a massive hit with the song What Am I Living For? Had a bigger hit with the flip side, Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes. No chance of that. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop,
shoo-bop, shoo-bop. My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know. I don't want shoo-bop, shoo-bop. Hang up my rock and roll shoes. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop. You know I get that. That music got a beat that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Because I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Yes, I will do my homework. Clean the yard every day. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues. Rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Because I get that feeling every time I hear the blues. Because my feet start moving every time I hear the blues.
In 1958, a young man just starting out on his career, a career that would last for 60-odd years, I think. Cliff Richard was the guy's name, and he made a record on the Columbia label. It was called, I think it was called Schoolboy's Romance. The great Jack Good heard it, and then he flipped it over, and he heard the flip side. He said, Cliff, you want to go anywhere in the rock and roll world, you've got to sing this one and get it released. And they did release it. It was a massive, massive hit. It's one of the best ever rock and roll, British rock and roll songs of all time. Move It!
Soul. Let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna die, but honey, be let's face it. Well, we just don't know what's going to replace it. Yeah, ballads and calypsos, I've got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along. Thank you.
into your heart and soul. Well, let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna dive a honeybee, let's face it. They just don't know what's going to replace it. Alice and Calypso's have got nothing on real country music that just drives along.
Well, dear listener, I'm afraid that we've got to go. I hope you've enjoyed this programme, all about the flip sides of some of the great rock and roll songs of the 1950s and 60s. My name's been Jackie Bond. The show's Let the Good Times Roll. And I'll be back here in 2 weeks with some more great rock and roll. So until then, from me, goodbye, everyone. Ciao. Take care. I'll play out with the great man, Chuck Berry. We started with him. Let's play it out with the man again. It's Memphis, Mr. CB. Ciao, everyone.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, try to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with me.